views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Karen Betton, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transition Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today and every third Wednesday of the month. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through HSN, the Higher Shift Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure and honor to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. So this is my first time as a guest host for Colette, and I really want to send a big shout out to her for giving me the opportunity to guest host this powerful show. It is truly an honor to share with this ever-growing and vibrant community of listeners the people and experiences that inspire and speak to our often recognized potential to change our life experiences and challenges. My guest today is Katie Hess, and I'm so excited to share her incredible work and heart and life and experience with you. Katie is a flower alchemist and the founder of Lotus Way, one of the world's leading floral apothecaries. Katie's handcrafted flower elixirs have been praised by Oprah's right-hand man, Adam Glassman, and enjoyed by A-list celebrities like Johnny Depp. With products sold in 12 countries and featured at several of the world's premier hotels and spas, Katie's flower-powered empire is thriving and growing. A lifelong spiritual seeker, Katie has trained internationally with flower essence practitioners and studied meditation and mindful awareness techniques with several Tibetan Buddhist masters. Katie is on a quest to create world peace, one thing at a time, through powerful flower remedies that ease the heart, heal the body, and awaken the mind. I want to share with all of you my first experience of when I met Katie. I am a big fan. I don't know if any of you have heard of Kelly Brogan, who is an incredible holistic psychiatrist doing incredible work in New York City. And I came across the company that Katie found, which is Lotus Way. And I started lurking on the website. And a little piece of me, now remind you might all know, I have a medical background. So I am a surgical trauma ICU nurse and a nurse practitioner. And I just saw flowers all over the page. So it was a piece of me that was so excited about these beautiful images that were showing up in front of my eyes. And then, of course, the cynic that is so difficult to shut up in my mind that was like, seriously, what is Kelly Brogan doing backing up flower remedies? Could they really do something? And so I was sort of hooked, checking out the website. And then one of the days I found out that she was doing an event in New York City. And it was one of those times that I thought, I got to go. I got to go see what this is about. The event happened to be on a full moon, April 11th, earlier in this year. And I already had been hosting and running full moon events in my business in New York. And I thought I would love to go see and see what someone else is doing. And I'm just so intrigued by the idea of utilizing flowers to expand any experience. Because I'm sure all of you listeners out there have noticed, right, that when you walk by flowers, there are certain ones that really call to you. They grab your attention and you look at them, and maybe you even stop and you smell, right? There's something behind that saying, stop and smell the roses. Although many of you may have experienced an attraction to something outside of a rose. So here I was, I went to New York City, all excited about this event. And here's the funny thing. On the website, it basically told you nothing about what the event was. I really had no idea what we were going to do. I asked my 16-year-old daughter to come with me, and I thought, all right, let's just do it. So I want to paint the picture for you. You know, I'm in New York City. I'm walking down the streets. There's sidewalk, right? Normal buildings. It's kind of that same old grudgery. It's a little bit cold. It's April, you know, that spring feel when it's still quite chilly, but you're hoping for warmth, and I'm a little bit cold, and I'm walking with my daughter. And all of a sudden, we start to see flower petals on the sidewalk street. And my senses light up. I was kind of like, whoa, flowers. Wait a minute. Are we the address? We should be there. Where are we? Oh, my goodness. This is it. There were flower petals strewn, you know, outside of the door and down the sidewalk, sort of inviting you into this magical environment. So we got in line, and we got to experience a really beautiful smoke ritual before we went in. Which I love the idea of leaving the outside world behind, particularly in New York City, right? We all have this rush and go about and stress, everything out there, everything you think about, the weather and the crowds and the traffic and the horns. And so the smoke ritual just invited you to take a nice deep breath and really let go of the outside world and go in for some sort of an adventure, mind you, one which we had no idea what we were doing. And from the minute we walked in the door, my daughter and I were transformed into another world. And we met amazing people that we did not know. We had beautiful heart-centered connections. And we experienced the power of flower remedies firsthand, foremost. And not just that, but the incredible energy of Katie Hess. And it was transforming for both my daughter and I. We came home and we were walking after we took the train and looking up at that beautiful full moon. And we got really excited, and we were kind of said, we have to share this with people. And we started to transform our own full moon event to include flower remedies and to expand the reach of this incredible approach to changing how we see the world, and in turn, having that opportunity to impact our health and wellness from a paradigm that most of us don't even know is possible, let alone hold it as a possibility to create change in our lives. So it was an incredible bonding experience for my daughter and I. And then when we met Katie to get she has an amazing book out that's called The Flower Evolution, Blooming into Your Full Potential with the Magic of Flowers. And when she signed the book, we had this really beautiful exchange. She was, you know, taken by the relationship between my daughter and I. She was one of the younger participants in the group there. And it was really, really life-changing. So I started including flower remedies in the work that I do. I am an alternative medicine practitioner. I am a body talk practitioner and a soon-to-be body talk instructor. I am also a Franklin Method instructor, so I teach mind-body classes where we're moving and utilizing the power of imagery to change how our body moves and expanding the longevity of ease in the body, right? We get one body, so we get one chance to get it to last as long as possible. And these classes help with that. So adding the flower essences in when I'm drawn has been an incredible adjuvant to my practice, and my clients have really picked it up. They love it. I mean, from the smells, feel, right down to giving yourself that moment to change what you're feeling right there through a spray, through an elixir. So I see that we've got two people and that are waiting on the line. So we're going to get to them right when we come back. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today. My guest is Katie Hess. And when we return, we will continue with Katie Hess and the guest calling in. Call in at 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some shifts happen.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We are back on The Truth is Funny, and I'm Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today. My guest today, the amazing Katie Hess, is here. Before we continue, Katie, can you share your contact information with our audience? I know we've hardly talked yet, but let's just start there.
Sure.
How people can get in touch with you.
Right. So if you want to find me, I'll be at the website Lotus Way. So Lotus spelled like the flower and then Way spelled W-E-I.com. And we're on just about every social media channel. You can find us most active on Instagram.
All right, fantastic. So we had a little bit of a glitch in there getting Katie in, so she wasn't able to talk during the first part, but here we are together. And I'm so excited to have you on here, Katie. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your amazing schedule and participating in the show with us. I wanted to, first and foremost, kind of go back. One of the things that I loved when I was reading in your book is how you described that when, you know, growing up through your life, that the places that you found the most comfort and connectedness was in nature. And that we have in common is I grew up by the ocean, but lucky enough that my father got a camper when I was a kid, camping all over the country from the age of 9 on. And I would always say that my summers when I was camping were the times that really fed my soul. And I would love to, you know, expand on that and share with the audience how that has, that experience for you has led you into creating the amazing company and exploring the power of flower remedies to share with the world.
Yeah, sure. I was an only child, so I grew up in the Midwest, and we moved around a lot. We lived in Minneapolis, and then in a small town in Michigan, and then a small town in Wisconsin. And so I spent a lot of time in nature, especially being an only child. So I would just go out into the woods and climb trees and wander around and be with the flowers. And so from a young age, I really had a deep appreciation for that. My mother was also a forester, and so she was really interested in trees and plants. We'd go on walks and she would point out things to me. And I remember being a really small age, sort of repeating different plant names after her. And we'd, you know, touch things and smell things. And I remember picking up wintergreen leaves and just like breathing in all the yummy smells. But I had no idea that, you know, that kind of appreciation would lead to any sort of career move for me. And so I... It wasn't until I, you know, finally graduated from college and got rid of all the schooling, and then I sort of was standing at the crossroads saying, like, and now what will I do with my life? Which is, you know, probably something that a lot of people can relate to at different points. And I ended up traveling a lot. I left the country and spent a lot of time speaking different languages and meeting different cultures and people. And I eventually... came across an expert in flower essences who was from Spain. And he'd been working in this field for decades. And so I, you know, at the time was really interested in studying natural remedies. And he said something interesting that really caught my attention. And he said, if 3% of the world's population were taking these flower remedies, you know, which is something hardly anyone had heard about at that time, it would have enough momentum and ripple effect and to create a tipping point that would totally change the outcome of the future in a really positive way. And that to me was like a vision that I could really get behind.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. And I love that it stems off of, I wrote down what you said, because it's this, I didn't know I could make a career out of it. Because, you know, that resonates with me so well in the sense of what I'm doing right now. You know, I'm an energetic medicine practitioner. And what I'm doing right now, I never dreamt I could make a career out of. And see the change in health and wellness and approach and outlook to life. And, you know, it's the whole reason I am a part of this radio show and do all this is inviting all of those people there that have that little inspiration and inviting them to follow that and find how that is where their gift is to share with the world. And I love how, you know, in following that, you magnetize someone to that mirrored back to you the potential that this inspiration had. So if you could share with the audience, you know, I love this question, you know, exactly how do flower remedies work? Like, what is this going to do for me? You know, and I have my answer because I do work with your products, and I want to hear your answer so that I can get better at it.
I mean, I think it helps to think in terms of, like, if we dial it back historically, like, what did the flower elixirs of the olden days look like? I think that helps understand it a little bit better. So they've been around for thousands of years, and they, you know, whether it was like in the caves in India, the Aborigines, we come a little bit closer to our timing in the West. There were doctors actually in Europe in the 13th, 14th, 15th centuries that were prescribing their patients to go out into the wild, look for special flowers and drink the dewdrops from the tops of those flowers. And they were to do that every day. And so what happens is, so right, think about the dew sitting on the top. It was sort of soaking in the life force or the energy, so to speak, of that flower in the sunlight. And so that's the original flower elixir. We've luckily gotten to a point in our processes that we can scale up and make more than just searching for dew. How it actually works is sort of like if you've gotten acupuncture in the past, or like you were saying, Karen, energy treatments. It's sort of like an acupuncture treatment without the needles. If you were to, you know, to imagine how you feel when you walk in the forest, you just feel totally revitalized and all your stresses dissolve. So it's similar to that feeling, except you're ingesting it in a liquid.
Yeah, I love that, right? Because everybody can relate to that, you know, that feeling and that sense of when you're in nature, how your challenges and conflicts, the charge they have tends to shave a little bit, if not completely disappear, which gives you the opportunity to see it from a new perspective, right? When we're charged up and we've got emotions and fears, you know, that are influencing how we see our challenges and conflicts, it's hard to access our creative energy, right? Mm-hmm. And when we're in that space, something like a flower elixir, right? Everything's energy. So I love the idea that it's like capturing the energetic blueprint that most resonates with us in the woods in the form of a flower. And, you know, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like kind of sinking into it, you know, allowing it to spread through our whole body, mind, times a day. And, you know, here I am in New York, right outside of New York City. I think I joked with you that the main remedies that we keep running through are quiet mind and infinite love. You know, there is a need and a desire and a search for many people in this area to quiet the mind. And so many people are connecting to the power of a flower remedy to create that experience. And so we do have a few callers, and if it's okay with you, maybe we'll bring one in and see. I have the flower deck here, and I thought we could start playing with the flower deck a little bit as far as maybe you want to explain to the audience the impetus behind you creating this beautiful flower card deck.
Yeah, so it came out of, actually, we came out with a book last fall, and the card deck was sort of a way to give people a chance to bring the flowers around them, you know, put them in your bag, take them with you, be on the go. And you can use it either as a tool to figure out what's the remedy that you most need, because we'll be visually drawn to those flowers that benefit us most in the moment. Or you can use it sort of like the traditional sort of oracle card deck way, where you pull cards at random and then interpret the messages from those flowers.
Okay. Fantastic. So what do you say we get a caller and we can try to play with you? I'm going to have you play with the card deck and see what they have.
Okay, sounds
insights
great.
Insights available to them. Brian, can you bring in the first caller?
Oh, yes, I can, Karen. It's Chelsea from Canada. What can Karen and Katie do for you today, my friend?
I was going to see if you could shift the energy for, I tend to push and pull in my relationship with my boyfriend.
Can you say it again? Push and pull. I saw with your boyfriend. You kind of broke up at the beginning part.
Oh, I push and pull. Like I don't know.
She's breaking up. Could you get?
All right, just keep talking.
Can you say it one more time?
All right, hang on the line. We'll take her right after the next break. I'll try to fix it.
Okay.
I can talk about
flowers. Great.
I can also just talk about flowers for love in general, if you think that would be a benefit.
Yeah, I think that'd be fantastic.
So there's a lot of different flowers for love. I mean, we can come from a lot of different angles, and that specifically what she was saying. But if you, in terms of relationships, like a flower that all of us know about, lilac, for example. Lilac is really good for helping to dissolve attachments. So, you know, sometimes we like to control things, or we want things to be a certain way, or we really wish, we have this expectation that our partner do, you know, XYZ thing. And so lilac sort of helps loosen that up and bring in more of a sense of freedom and unattached sense. Another flower might be Hong Kong orchid, which is really good for allowing us to really totally and fully 100% love ourselves. And that always improves any relationship, right?
Totally. Yes. That's the funny thing. So I hate to cut you off, but I think we need to run through a break.
Okay.
So, and we'll come right back. So I'm Karen Benton, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can find out about the Let's Call the Dance live events and Float Your Boat teleshifting events and her book, The Truth Is Funny, at thetruthisfunny.com. And her energy correcting cards and paintings at talesfromthevector.com. And also at energeticupgrade.com on social media. And at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And email at info@thetruthisfunny.com. We'll be right back to take, we have one more caller on the line. And Chelsea, we'll check back in with you. Perhaps you could even bring up the image of a lilac or Hong Kong orchard and see what, you know, if you can bring in some of that energy. And we'll check back with you when we get back.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Okay, this is Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today and have Katie Hess here with me. And we have been discussing, we were working with a caller, Chelsea, with having some relationship concerns and conflicts. And Katie was describing for Chelsea some flowers and the properties and characteristics and traits of the flowers that support us to approach these things with a new energy. Chelsea, are you still there with us?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
So how are you now? How are you feeling now?
Oh, I can hear you. I'm feeling a little bit better. Do you need a baseline?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I forgot to get the baseline from you. We were breaking up so much, I was trying to hear you. Sure, I maybe remember where you started out when you were thinking about this situation in your relationship. What number, you know, 0 to 10, if 0 were nothing and 10 were the worst, what number did you start out at?
I'd say about an 8.
An 8, okay. And so then after listening to Katie's descriptions of the flower remedies and, I mean, the flower energies and the vibrational frequencies that often support us to unwind conflicts around love, how do you feel now?
Table 5.
Okay, great. So really what I want to also strengthen you to, so we can do a little bit of the best of this, is sort of the collective understanding of how we approach relationships, right? And they tend to be very intellectually oriented, right? We often want to talk it out and try to resolve our conflicts through engaging in conversation. And I just want to strengthen you to the unrealized potential of the non-physical aspects that support us in approaching our conflicts. And how you can, you know, harness the energies that extend what feeds the thoughts and the approaches you interpret your conflict to be. Okay, so how are you, what number would you give it now?
I'd say about 3.
I'm sorry?
I'd say about a 3.
About a 3, that's fantastic. Well, Chelsea, I want to thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller that we'd like to get to. So I look forward. I'm here on the third Wednesday of every month, and Colette's back on the show next week. So thank you so much, Chelsea. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Brian, I think we have another caller, you said?
Yes, we do. And And it's Faya from New York. Faya, are you with us?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hi, Shay. Hey, is Katie still here with us? Do we lose her?
Yeah, we stand by, and I'll try to get her back on, okay?
Okay, great. So, hi, Shay. Welcome to the show, hi. The Truth is Funny show. We're here with Katie Hess. And what is it that we can help you out with?
I definitely have felt lately like not exactly sure what I'm doing with my life, in the sense of I was a competitive Irish dancer for a while, and I retired in the sense I'm in high school, so I stopped and I was doing other things. I was trying other dance forms, but I'm getting the sense that I want to go back, and it's a very high intensity type of atmosphere, and I've definitely had a lot of hesitation towards launching and going off trying to explore what I would like to do.
Okay, great. So I think we've lost Katie a little bit. She's not on the line. I think they're having all sorts of energetic interference this week. Too funny. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play with this card deck, which really can be quite powerful to just utilize as you would any other deck, and look for insights for the flowers before I do any energetic correcting on you. But the kind of comes up is strengthening it to the idea of being wrong, right? Doing the wrong thing. And all your ancestors' experiences about doing the wrong thing, right? And so on, for the whole community out there, right, anybody that calls in, if you're listening into this, you have a resonance with this experience, right? And I'm sure all of you, we can get caught up in when we feel unclear clarity around the choices in our life. We can feel how there can be an influence, right, about weakness to either being right or wrong. And let's just strengthen this caller, Shay, and the entire community to the experiences of being wrong, right? Being wrong in the future, right? But more importantly, what feels even weaker is being wrong in the past. So we strengthen all of us through the times that we've been wrong in the past, through the times that we have been forced to do the wrong choices by someone else, whether that be our parents or our teachers, our religious figures, whoever it might be. So times that we've done things wrong, times that we've been forced to do things wrong. And then additionally, the times that we have watched other people do the wrong thing, right? We perceive that they're doing the wrong thing, and it influences our own connection to our inside. So we strengthen us to all three of those aspects of life. So again, didn't get the baseline from you. About this conflict, Shay, what number would you give it between, or what number would you say it was before I started talking?
Like a 9.
Woo, a 9. Okay, great. So have you noticed a shift in it since we did some of the work that we just...
Yes.
Okay, great. Oh, so that's perfect timing. It sounds like Katie's back on the line. Katie, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! I don't know. Could you hear what was happening? I bet you couldn't, right?
No, everything went dark.
You were in the darkness. Okay, so we have Shay on the line. And she was describing how she's having a 9 out of 10 experience of a conflict with what to do next with her life. She's in high school, and she's really trying to figure out what path is right for her. And she used to be a real active competitive dancer and has taken some time off for about a year and is looking into, she's trying to figure out whether or not she wants to go back to it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would look for insight from you on this type of situation in someone's life.
Yeah, I mean, before we jumped into the flowers, I would just share, because I also do dancing, and something that I found really, really interesting, just knowing, Shay, that you took a year off, I love to do salsa dancing. And you know what I noticed is that whenever I took time off, like a really considerable amount of time off, when I went back into it, it was like 10 times better. And I'm not sure if it's because I matured, you know, from the inside out, with making me a better dancer physically. But I would say, just from my own personal experience, if you got back into it, you know, dip your toes back in and see how it feels, you may find that having been gone, you're actually feeling way more confident in what you're doing. In terms of the flowers, if you were to think about a flower, I would say euphrasia would be the one that pops into my mind. It's for this beautiful little white and lavender yellow flower that helps us really trust in ourselves and trust the decisions we make and really follow our intuition. You're at such an incredible age. You have your whole life ahead of you, and you really can't go wrong. You know, it just... trying different things and really trusting from the inside what's the right path for you. So you could check out the euphrasia flower essence.
Awesome. Definitely. I definitely will. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's great insight. I love the sound of that flower, euphrasia. It sounds magical. So Shay, checking back in and thinking about this this conflict or this challenge, what number would you say you're at now?
Like a 4, 3.
I couldn't hear you. Did you say four?
Oh, yeah, like a four, yeah.
Like a four. Okay, great. And so maybe you could check out lotusway.com and see if, you know, you could, or even the flower, just looking it up, right? Katie, I mean, she can look into the remedies, but you can just learn about the flower. Or actually, in Katie's book, there's probably, is that flower in your book too, Katie?
Yeah, it's in the book. And there's also, if you go to the homepage, there is a, like, if you sign up on the email list, we'll send you what we call these flower wallpapers, which are basically like beautiful images of flowers with a cool little inspirational quote that you can put on your cell phone or your computer. And studies have shown that even just by looking at flowers in that way, that it affects our physiology. So that would be, you know, the best case scenario. You know, check out some of the flower elixirs. There's one called Inspired Action that's really helpful, I think, in this case. But if you don't want to take the flower elixirs, even just by looking at them image-wise on your phone can be really helpful.
Yeah. I mean, I already do, actually. I have
fantastic.
I use them constantly.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, I love them.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Shay, thanks so much for calling in. You have a great day. And you can email me at karen@karenbetton.com if you have any more questions about this. And this goes for you, Chelsea, if you're still listening as well. And Katie, I think they can comment in through your website, right, if they need to, if they have more questions with anybody
Absolutely.
Of your staff, if they have any further insights that they're looking at how they can use your product going forward, right?
Yes, absolutely. We typically respond
the best way for them
hours.
To get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Honey, there seems to be this pause. Okay, great. So time really flies when you're having fun. So we're taking a quick break and we'll be back on The Truth is Funny.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ.
Okay, this is Karen Benton from KarenBenton.com. And you reach me at Karen at KarenBenton.com. I've been filling in for Colette today on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so excited to be here with Katie Hess. And we've just taken a couple callers. And we have one more caller on the line. But right before we bring her on, I just wanted to touch base. I think Katie has this amazing program, monthly Flower of the Month program. And Katie, could you tell us a little bit about that program? I'm a part of it, and I truly say I love it. I get so excited about what the next flower is going to be, what it's going to be about, because for me, it's like this exploration of what's possible. You know, you don't even know the insight that's possible on a flower, so you start getting a monthly awareness about it. And I've really had a fun, you know, it's like the new package that comes in the mail. What's it going to be about? So it's a whole new experience for me. And also my 16-year-old daughter asked for her birthday. So she got a 6-month subscription for her birthday. So if you could tell us a little bit more about that, Katie.
Yeah, that's so great that your daughter wanted it. I love that. Yeah, it's a monthly subscription program where we mail out like the latest and greatest flower elixir of the month. We are often traveling and collecting flowers around the world. And so the folks who are in that program will get the elixirs at first, just as soon as they come out. And there's also sort of a magical element to it in that the way that we choose the flowers for the specific month, it's funny because you get to that month and you look at the flower and you think, oh my gosh, that just totally fits with what's happening in my life. And then the next month rolls around and it's like, oh my gosh, that also totally fits. So it seems to be what we're really targeting is what people in our culture need the most, you know, whether that's like collectively happening, culturally, astrologically, there are a lot of elements that go into it. But it's kind of an interesting thought to think that there are hundreds of people that are all together taking this one particular flower, because every flower on the planet has a really specific action in terms of how it benefits us. So it's all about what people are most needing.
And so today. That's fantastic. So I love the name of the flower that's upcoming for the next month. Would you share a little bit about this flower? I'll let the audience know the name of it is Self Heal, which I was just so taken by, number one, that that's the name of the flower. And two, it's really a proponent of what I am promoting for everyone out there, is that we have an unrecognized potential to heal ourselves and to access that innate intelligence that's inside the body, that's out, you know, beyond the constructs that the mind can wrap its head around. And so that just evoked that for me. I don't know if that's what the flower is about, and you'll share that with us, Katie. But for me, I just kind of thought, wow, how powerful that there's 100 people around the world that are going to be taking this remedy and reminding themselves of a vibrational frequency that matches the concept of healing itself.
Right. Yeah. Self-heal is an herb. It's actually an edible herb. And the name self-heal really is a good indicator of what it does. Like you said, it's activating our own body's capacities to heal itself. And in Chinese medicine, this herb is actually known as the quintessential herb that completely shifts the dynamic and shifts the outcome of a chronic illness. So it's very, very powerful. And I found it actually when I was traveling in Iceland, and we had discovered this really secret kind of hot springs in the middle of these incredibly beautiful mountains. And after soaking for a while, I started walking around, just sort of looking to see what I would find. And I started walking up this hill and I got really dizzy, unusually dizzy. And it wasn't from sitting in the hot springs. It's just sort of out of nowhere, I got really dizzy. And so I had to sit down. And as I sat down, I could see under this whole like thick of green leaves, the self-heal flower. It was sort of like hiding under there. And I mean, if you've seen it, it's just really exotic looking flower, purple flower. And it's really about dissolving resistance, our resistance. I think these days we are so busy and we're going and moving and so many technologies that we have a resistance to really taking care of ourselves. And sometimes we forget to even know what it feels like to be in tune with ourselves enough to say, like, I need to eat, I'm hungry. You know, sometimes we're just so busy we don't even think about it. Or I'm actually really thirsty, I need to stop and get something to drink or take a rest or take a nap. And so in our crazy modern lifestyles, right, the self-heal is very powerful for helping us tune in that way.
I love that, because I was in my clientele, one of the number one questions I get is, but I don't know how to tune into myself. You know, we've gotten so caught up in our intellectual world, we don't have a platform in which to trust our own intuition. And the idea of taking, you know, a vibrational frequency five times a day, where we're even just acknowledging the thought that we have a capacity to access our own inner wisdom and self-heal and allow it to show itself to us. So very, very powerful. Okay, I think we have one more caller, Anne-Marie from New York. Maybe we could bring her in, Brian, and see if we can do a little quick...
Anne-Marie, what can Katie and Karen do for you today?
Hi. You know, it's funny. My question, I think, was just answered in the last 5 minutes, to be honest. You know, I was going to ask about, it's just you, Karen and Katie. I love the flower of the month. That sounds phenomenal. But a little bit about, the question was sort of about resistance. And, you know, I use some of the flower essences. And I guess my question is sort of, you know, when you're moving towards something that you want and you're putting this effort in and this energy and you keep getting this resistance, or at least it feels like resistance. And just kind of like what flower essence or what suggestion would you use to sort of, you know, be able to know when to go with the flow and when to just let things be what they are and when to keep sort of muddling through or pushing through in a way to get to what you think you want or what you know what I mean? So it's like, I guess the knowing of when to keep going and when to just say, okay, this is what it is. Yeah. And I kind of sort of just answered that.
It's a great question.
The self-heal one. Yeah.
When you talk about resistance,
go ahead, Katie.
Are you,
so we have about 2 minutes left. Maybe Katie, yeah. Go ahead.
When you talk about resistance, are you talking about your own internal resistance or more like the world is reflecting back to you resistance to what you want to create?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe both, a bit of both, maybe, yeah. I don't think really one. It feels like, yeah, just sort of circumstantial, you know?
Some of the flowers that came to mind as you were speaking that could just sort of help you get to the root of it and unravel some of the knots might be, there's a flower called Royal Poinciana, and that flower is all about helping us ask for exactly what we want and know that we deserve it. And sometimes we may be thinking something, but it's not clear. So that can help bring things to the surface of clarity. There's another flower called Red Bird of Paradise that grows here in the desert when it's 115 degrees out. And it's really fiery and passionate and helps you have clarity about when to really, really push and just sort of get it done. And then when to back off and say, okay, maybe now isn't the best timing. Another flower would be White Magnolia that would help you have a deeper understanding of timing of things, divine timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just listening to you, I feel.
I love that. Divine timing,
right?
Yeah, divine timing is outside of the little mind's idea of when it needs to happen, right? That thing that
Absolutely,
says we should be this, that, and the other thing already. What's wrong with you? I love that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, so as always, it's really been a pleasure to connect with all of you out there. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for calling in. And to all our other callers that share their experiences. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, I thought somebody was speaking.
To
share their experiences. The community at large, which helps all of us, you know, recognize the things that are holding us back and open up to our unrealized potential to find the solutions that gear us in the place of opening to all the world that has to offer us, right? Finding that space of ease, that space of love, that space of contentment that's not in the external world, but rather an internal landscape that we grow and build within us. I want to send a special thank you to Katie for coming and joining us for this hour. It's been a fantastic time getting to hear. I'm going to be listening to this because we use Dree Flower Remedies in my practice, and I love learning more about your company and what brought you to share these amazing essences and inspirations of the world. And I just want to thank all that you do. You continue to inspire me, and I find myself just going on your website to get little glippets of inspiration to go forward. A big thank you to Colette for bringing me on. And thank you to Brian. You're amazing. And Colette will be back next week, Wednesday at 8 a.m. Thank you so much, and bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.